FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Kieran Corr.
There's been another night of migrant activity at the Channel Tunnel Terminal in Calais, despite extra police being drafted in to protect it. Joe has more for the update.
Well, 120 French officers are patrolling the area as hundreds of people make attempts to reach the UK. It's as the Road Haulage Association tells KMFM they're concerned a British driver could be killed if migrants continue to try and get on lorries heading to Kent. Richard Burnett is the chief executive of the organisation.
Something's going to happen. Somebody's going to lose their life. We've already seen migrants lose their lives and taking, you know, risks. But my concern is that a British driver is going to lose their life.
Yesterday, the Home Secretary called for urgent improvements to security. David Cameron insists the number of refugees able to reach Britain is restricted, though.
We have the advantage of the channel, the advantage of our natural borders, and we've added to that by actually having our border controls on the other side of the channel, on the French side of the channel, which does give us a great advantage. Now, we need to make that advantage work for us.
The disruption means it's likely Operation Stack will stay in place on the M20 into the weekend. It's in force for the third day this week, with the coastbound stretch closed between junctions 8 and 11 and London-bound between 9 and 8. So lorries can park up. Peter Jules is a farmer who's had trouble getting fertiliser and feed in.
The simple solution to a lot of us and the majority of the people in the area say, why don't they open Manston Airfield? 250 acres supposedly of concrete and 180 acres of ground doing absolutely nothing. Stack a load of lorries on that and inconvenience hardly anybody.
Meantime, there are concerns in Kent about a huge rise in the number of unaccompanied child asylum seekers arriving in the county. Almost 600 children are currently being looked after by the county council, compared with 369 in April, an increase of nearly 60%. Home Office officials are meeting with bosses from the authority to see the impact it's having. The Malaysian Prime Minister says plane wreckage washed up on the island of Reunion in the Indian Ocean will be sent to Toulouse in France for examination. Experts are trying to establish if the debris is from MH370, which disappeared last March with 239 people on board. Professor Hugh Griffiths is a military radar expert.
We understand that there's a serial number, a part number on the piece of debris that they've found, and that that can be matched with the equivalent part number in the maintenance manual. So we would expect within a day or so to have confirmation one way or the other, but it looks pretty likely.
A cyclist is fighting for his life after a crash involving a lorry on the A2 at Sittingbourne. He was flown to a hospital in London after it happened at the Key Street roundabout yesterday afternoon and is said to be in a critical but stable condition. A TV documentary is being aired tonight all about Britain's heaviest man, who died at his Kent home last month. 33-year-old Carl Thompson weighed 65 stone and was discovered at the flat in Dover. He hadn't been able to leave the property for a year and told filmmakers it was a lonely experience.
So are you on your own quite a lot of the time, though?
Yeah, I am, yeah. I'm
65 stone and trapped in my house is on tonight at 9. Train services are running in part of Kent again after a derailment at the weekend. More than 350 metres of track had to be replaced after the front carriage of a southeastern train came off the line near Chilham when it hit cattle. The line between Ashford International and Ramsgate reopened this morning. And after being crowned King of the Jungle on I'm a Celebrity, KMFM's Tony Blackburn is back on a new reality TV show tonight. He's been learning how to control a sheepdog and will be competing against seven fellow celebs, including Brendan Cole from Strictly and actress Leslie Joseph. Vlog Stars is on ITV1 from 8:30.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, England are building a lead over Australia on day two of the third Ashes test at Edgbaston, despite losing four wickets in the morning session. A short while ago, England were 214 for seven, meaning they're ahead by 78 runs. Elsewhere in cricket, Kent are looking for their first win in the One Day Cup this season as they prepare to welcome Hampshire to Canterbury. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Spitfires' first match against Essex was a washout and they suffered a 3-wicket defeat to Glamorgan on Tuesday night. Play at the Spitfire Ground St Lawrence is due to get underway in an hour's time. And in football, Gillingham have lost their latest pre-season friendly. Despite taking the lead in the second half, they were beaten 2-1 by Brighton and Hove Albion at Priestfield last night. Bradley Dack got the Gills' goal, his boss just in Edinburgh.
You know what he's about. He's a talented player. He's come back and he's hit the ground running. But I think he'd be first to applaud Luke Norris for landing on the plate. I thought Luke was outstanding tonight.
Next up for the Gills is a game against Portsmouth on Saturday.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.